You're listening to AvWeb's audio coverage of AirVenture 2018, AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Tom Vices, CEO of Arion Corporation. Huge announcements today, Tom, on the progress towards a civilian supersonic business jet, the first civilian supersonic aircraft in 55 years. You've got an engine and a flight date.
Right. Yeah, we're really excited. This is the first supersonic business jet in history. It's the first civilian supersonic aircraft in 50 years, the last one being, obviously, the Concorde. And our announcement today was we unveiled the engine. Without an engine, you don't have an airplane. And today we announced, with a partnership with GE, this first new civil supersonic engine in 55 years. And it is the heart of our airplane going forward.
Okay, so what's the timeline from here on in? In a lot of ways, doing the math was the hard part. And now you've got to make the machine fit the math. what are you doing now?
So right now we've launched the program. We're entering into what we call preliminary design phase. We end PDR in June of 2020. We have our first flight in June of 23. In fact, we've already scheduled our first transatlantic test flight in October 24 of 2023, which is the 20th anniversary of the last flight of the Concorde.
Okay, so you say the last piece of the puzzle was the engine. You've also got some regulatory issues that you are skirting, but which still revolve around public acceptance and environmental issues. How are you dealing with that?
Yeah, we decided to step back and redesign our airplane to meet the most stringent landing and takeoff noise requirements. So they're called Stage 5. They actually don't go into effect until the end of 2022. We designed our airplane to be a super quiet, efficient aircraft that meets the regulatory of landing and takeoff noise. Today, we also meet all of emissions. We're 20 to 50% below the emission standards for our type of airplane. So we take environmental stewardship extremely seriously.
So tell us a little bit more about the engine and how it brings it all together.
Yeah, there's a great press announcement today that GE is going to have. They're going to go into some more specifics. But this engine is a two-fan, new design low-pressure turbine around an existing core. On the inside the core, though, we had to put some high-temp materials that are unique and I think are just exceptional in terms of being able to withstand the high heat of a supersonic aircraft.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.